Everyone needs time to be alone. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Everybody needs time to be alone. Now you say, oh boy, that means that I got a time to be alone. I can go off by myself and I can, you know, do anything I want to do and get away from this rat race and stuff like that. No, that's not what I mean. Everybody needs time to be alone. Now, needs perhaps is a little heavy word there, but everybody enjoys moments of being alone. Everybody enjoys the opportunity to meditate, to be within themselves. And the only way you can do that is by going off to a South Sea Island, you know. And the only way you can do that is by going in a closet and closing the door. Who said that? Go in the closet and close the door. You know? As I often referred to my father, he would take the newspapers and go in the bathroom, and he'd sit there and he'd read the newspapers and meditate for half an hour or better sometimes, you know. Well, now, I know for a fact he wasn't reading the newspapers because I'd listen at the door and I didn't hear the papers rattling, you know. You know how kids are, you know. And I know what he was doing. He was meditating. Now, you know, I didn't know at the time, but I thought, gee, he's awful quiet. He doesn't even make noise going to the toilet, you know. But how much can you go to the toilet, you know. But he was in there and it was his time to get away from his five kids and his wife, you know. His time to get away in this one little room. It was in right now off the kitchen, a little bathroom off the kitchen, and it was very small, and just had the toilet and the sink in it, but and a window. And it was very, very bright, charming light. We painted it a light blue color, and it was very nice. We really found that a nice room. But everybody found it a nice room for different reasons. My sisters would go in there and stand in front of the mirror for hours and comb their hair. My older brother would go in there whenever it was time to do the dishes because he wanted to be out of the way. My younger brother would go in there when he was hiding. But everybody had a purpose for that little room. Everybody needs a time to be alone, a time to be by themselves, a time to think. Sometimes it's a day, sometimes it's a couple days, sometimes a week, sometimes a month, sometimes it's longer. But whatever it is, it has nothing to do with the world around them, not because the world's so busy or because the world is so overwhelming, nor the people that they're so so difficult to get along with that you got to get away from them for a while. That's not the reason. You need time to be alone because you need this time to sort of add up your resources and say, I like me. I'm a nice person. I enjoy my company. I enjoy who I am. And just sit and just let your mind go wherever it wants to go. Don't say, that's a naughty thought or that's a good thought or something. Just let your mind go. And if you have naughty thoughts, go ahead, think of them. Get them over with, you know. And if you have good thoughts, think them, and let that be the foundation for more good thoughts. But just go, go, go. Everyone needs a time to be alone. I think that it's so wise for people if they plan a holiday by themselves. And in planning a holiday by yourself, what you're doing is you're planning a holiday where you can be alone. You're planning a time where you can be with yourself, just by yourself, so that you can sort of recoup your attitudes and recoup your energies and all the other good things like that. It's just a wonderful thing to do. So this is where we are. This is where we are. Now, Ingeborg, when's the last time you took time to be alone? When's the last time you just said, Ellen, I feel like being alone for a while. And I don't want to be alone in the monastery. I'm right in the midst of all the activity. So I'm going to go off into the citadel. And I'm going to be in the citadel, and I'm going to be gone for a couple hours, fine, or a day or two, fine. Well, what are you going to eat? Oh, I'll come over and snitch when everybody's asleep. That's what we do anyhow around here, yeah. And that's okay, you know, that's all right. So, all right, you know, I mean, you're a big girl, you can take care of yourself. And so I want to go over there, and I want to just be by myself. And I maybe want to have a couple good cries, you know, or I maybe want to have a couple good laughs, or a couple good whatever I want to have, or maybe shout my head off, or be angry, or be happy, or whatever. But I want to just be me for a little while and see that those are things that I don't want in my life, and these are things I do want. And time to be alone. And so I just want to, and if you see me, don't pay attention to me. You know, don't even talk to me. Just ignore me as though I'm not even around. Let me go off and be alone. And you say, well, that's sort of running away from it. And you're going to be gone a week, maybe? I don't know how long I'll be gone. Well, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. I mean, you know, must I stay away a week because I say I'm going to be gone a week and I only want to be gone 10 minutes? You know, and maybe my retreat time for that I want for myself is only for a day or two. And I said I'm going to be gone a month. So then I got to stay away a month, you know, and I don't really want to be gone a month, you know. Or maybe I say I'm going for a day or two and I really want to be gone a month. And you say, well, what are you going to do with the mail? What are you going to do with all the things that I do here? What are you going to do with the cats? And, well, who are you going to take care of this? Look, if you died, we'd carry on. And we wouldn't let the cats starve. We wouldn't let anything happen. Don't worry about it. Go take your time of retreat just like you're dead, you know. And when you come back, we'll say, she's risen. Hallelujah. How wonderful, you know. Now, you see, this is the thing that all of us should do. Ellen, whenever she feels that she wants to do that, she should do it. And she shouldn't just go running off to some place or going off on a cruise ship. She'd like the cruise ship, but that's hardly a retreat for yourself. But it's okay. It's okay. Set it up. And the thing is, take the time whenever you feel. And if someone says to you, I'm going to be gone for about, I don't know how long, but I'm going to take a few days or a few months or a few years off, we'll say, okay, you know, no questions. If you ask questions right away, then it's not a retreat. But you do let people know that you're deciding not to be around for a little while so that we are not looking for you. Because otherwise we'd be searching for you and think you maybe fell down, hurt yourself, and couldn't get up, you know. And you didn't have your little thing on your chest there, like, help, I fell down, I can't get up. But that's the reason that we tell. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And I feel pretty close to enjoying a retreat soon myself. And I think that might be a very good idea. And you say, wah, 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 wah. No, not wah, 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 yeah, yeah. It's whatever you delight in. Whatever you delight in. So plan on these things. Plan on these things for yourself. Give yourself the opportunity to take a retreat. And our guest who came yesterday and brought us this rose, it has only gotten bigger. It just has spread and spread. It's a white rose. Well, it's not white. It's a white-yellow rose. And it's quite lovely. And the lady was a super lady. And she just could not do enough in our presence here, wanting to help even take care of the dishes on the table and stuff like that, just wanting to involve herself in us and saying by that more than words can ever say that I really appreciate who you are. And that's nice. That's nice. And when people come here and they say, give me your lawnmower, let me mow the lawn. Oh, no, we have our handyman do that. Give him the lawnmower. And if somebody comes here and says, I'd like to paint, is there something you want painted? And say, ho, 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 yes, indeed. and never say no. And don't take long in setting it up. Quickly get the paintbrush out and the paint and the paper and stuff like that. But whatever they want to do, let them, because that may be the first time that they ever offered themselves to the world and it makes them feel good. We don't need anything done by anybody, because this place could just fall down, but it never will. But the thing is, we don't need it done. Everything that's done around here is done because it's an opportunity for somebody to express the divine within them. And that's a wonderful thing. So think on these things now. Everybody needs a break now and then. Everybody needs a pause. And it's a good thing to take it. Now, Gertrude oftentimes takes pauses, but she takes her family with her, she takes the children with her, grandchildren, and that's not a pause. The pause is when you are by yourself. And if Ellen's going to visit her grandchildren, that's certainly not a pause. It's a very busy time, and a wonderful time, and it's a good time. And if ever, and for me to go visit Mark or Faith or anybody, that's not a pause. That's a very concentrated, caring time. Now, you want to have the concentrated, caring time on being on yourself. The pause for yourself. Pause that refreshes. That's what they say of Coca-Cola all the time, naturally. But think about these things. When's the last time you took a pause that refreshed you? Perhaps today is the time you should take that pause. For 10 minutes, for an hour, for a day, for whatever. But just remember, it's not that you deserve it. It's that you give yourself time to put yourself together, to tank up, to get yourself in balance and be in harmony. You take the pause that refreshes, and it's worthwhile. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.